Hello, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris, and we are the Pleasure Mechanics. On this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have an amazing sex life. You can suggest questions for future episodes by heading over to pleasuremechanics.com, where you'll also find our complete archive of podcast episodes. If you are listening to this podcast at the time of publication, welcome to October, or as we should say, Kinktober. Does that work? Kinktober? Because for this entire month, we are going to be talking about kink and kinky sex and what that means for your sex life. Before you make the assumption that this podcast series is not for you, I want to slow you down because we believe that everyone is kinky. And in this episode today, we're going to be talking about that and why you are kinkier than you might believe. We are so excited about this series of podcasts and this topic because it's something we have been thinking about for well over a year as we develop our new online course, which is now open for enrollment. We're going to be telling you all about that course and how you can get in on the adventure, because it's our biggest course yet, it's our most explicit course yet, and it has been so amazing to develop for you. We have really taken the time to figure out how to teach the skills of kinky sex in a way that unlocks all of the thrills and the adventure of kink while keeping you safe and your relationship strong and guiding you on this adventure, because it truly is an adventure in every sense of the word. So the journey starts today when we open up enrollment, and the course begins on November 1st. And we will tell you at the end of this podcast how you can enroll and get on board with us. We are so thrilled about this course, and let's just dive in and start talking about kink. What is kink, and where did we come up with this wild conclusion that everyone is a little bit kinky?
So as sex educators, we get to hear about people's sex life all the time. And the main complaint people have again and again is that they are bored having sex. They love their partner or they care about their partner, but they are experiencing routine, boring sex over and over again. And there's a lack of passion, perhaps a lack of interest. Over time, people just feel bored with what they're doing. And even if they care about their partner, they just want a little more excitement. And often people don't know how to get there.
Yeah, we all long for the thrill of sex and for that feeling of excitement that borders almost on nervousness and fear. We ache for that sense of adventure again. All of these feelings are present when you're with a new lover, because when you're with a new lover, everything is new and novel and unknown. You don't know what's coming next, and so that thrill is always in the air. But with a long-term relationship, we lose that thrill, but we don't lose the interest in it. We don't lose the craving, the yearning for sexual adventure.
Where that longing often goes is to a craving that feels like it can't be satisfied, or a looking at other people and maybe they could provide what you really want. But there's a way that that can be satiated.
Well, that's right. And one response to this is people shut down their sexualities. They lower their expectations. They kind of throw in the cards and feel like, well, that was when I was a young person, or that's when things were new, and now I'm stuck in this marriage, and what can I do? And so they just lower their expectations and shut down their sexuality and lose their libido. And we don't want that for you. And as a listener of this podcast, we sense that's not what you want for yourself either. Just by listening to this podcast, you are investing your time in learning about sex and cultivating a better sex life. And so we know that you are one of the people who are ready to embrace erotic adventure. And this is where kink comes in. But what do we mean when we say kink? And that you, dear listener, are a kinky person. What does that mean?
It is true that we are saying that everyone has an inner kinkster, but the research is showing that that is true also. And we're really excited about this information. And we will get into that a little bit later in this podcast. But for right now, what do we mean by kink? What are we even talking about?
So when I was thinking about this and developing the course, what I came to the conclusion is that kink is everything beyond your standard script of romantic, intercourse-driven sex. And what I mean by that is that we all have a package of sexual acts that feel safe and comfortable and permissible by society. And these are normally the sex acts we stick to. And it's not only sex acts, it's sexual attitudes. It's what we give ourselves permission to feel and how we behave. Anytime you step beyond that box of permissible sex acts, you are stepping into the vast terrain of kinky sex. Kink includes things like intense sensation play, so being spanked, or having hot wax dripped on your skin, or being flogged by a beautiful leather flogger, and endless varieties of sensation. It also includes erotic role playing, where you pretend to be someone else for an evening, you step into someone else's shoes and behave a little bit differently than you might normally. It also includes erotic power play, dominance and submission. And this is an area that a lot of people are interested in, and some of the research suggests we're all interested in. All of these categories, sensation play, role playing, erotic power play, these are activities and behaviors that are beyond our normal sexual script, and they all count as kinky sex. And kink is an attitude, really. It's a willingness to explore and have fun with sex outside the box. It's saying that sex is fun and pleasurable and can be an adventure, and that you don't have to do the same things again and again because that's what you should be doing. A lot of kinky sex is taking the should out of your sex life. Because we've all been taught what we should do by our parents, by our culture, by our religion. We are taught what is normal and healthy as this narrow little window of sexual behavior. And these attitudes have been inherited over the centuries. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about this on next week's Just the Tip, because I have some really interesting findings for you about how we inherited our definitions of kinkiness from insane asylums in the 19th century. That'll be fun.
For the record, it'll be a little bit more interesting and fun than that maybe initially sounds.
Well, I think it's really interesting, and I think you will too. But what I'm getting at here is that we have all been sold a lie. And the lie is that sex ends at intercourse. The truth is, as human animals, our eroticism is endlessly creative, and kinky sex allows you to tap into that creativity and allows you to get aroused by a wide range of sensations and activities and behaviors. The other element of kink that's interesting is that it helps us eroticize the taboo, the scary, the powerful, and the iconic in our lives. Meaning that a lot of what turns people on in their deepest desires is eroticizing things that aren't supposed to be erotic, such as positions of authority. Think about how many people have fantasies about firemen and policemen and school teachers and their boss. We eroticize power dynamics, these interactions in our daily life where one person has more power socially than you do, such as the cop coming to your car. And a lot of people have fantasies about what might happen if that went a little kinky. Or we have fantasies about emotions that are forbidden, feeling like a dirty little slut that just can't get enough. We're not supposed to feel that way in our daily life. We're not supposed to want to pull our wife over our knee and spank her. But in the world of kink, we are given permission. We are given a space to play with these forbidden ideas, these forbidden emotions and activities, and allow ourselves to eroticize them. And it's within a safe space, a container you create where it's consensual and contained, where you can bring the thrill of the forbidden and the taboo to life. And this is one of the greatest gifts of kink, is it gives us space to play with what is otherwise forbidden. So it doesn't get repressed and it doesn't feel conflicted within our emotions and within our soul. It gets to come to life on our own terms, and we get to feel the arousal of it. And this, for many people, is incredibly liberating and exciting and gives them a lot of fuel to live the rest of their life in a more harmonious way. And here's the key. When you give yourself permission and step into this world of kinky sex, the inspiration is endless, which means you can get turned on, you can get aroused in ways you never have before. And this revitalizes your sex life. It brings so much more joy and fun to sex. It brings an intensity and an edginess and thrills to sex. Basically, it brings everything you've been looking for back into your sex life.
It really does.
How about that?
It really does, because it gives you the skills and the tools to create your own adventure again and again, which is not to be underestimated. When we stay within this box, when we stay within the normal things, quote unquote, that we do routinely, of course that gets boring. And when you open that Pandora's box, if you will, then all these new sensations, all of these new ways of interacting become available, and that makes us feel ourselves anew and notice each other differently and interact differently within this safe space of your relationship. It allows us to embody completely different parts of ourselves, and I feel like that is so important in this world where we are needing to be reliable and responsible, being able to have a safe space with your lover where you can experience something so different from your everyday life is so valuable.
Right, and let's be clear here. What counts as kinky is different for all of us. What makes you kinky is different than what makes your neighbor kinky. And yes, your neighbor is kinky too. Because we all have different attitudes about sex. So something like anal sex, for example, for many, 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 many generations, for thousands of years, was completely taboo and forbidden. And it would definitely be considered kinky sex. It's gotten much more popular in recent years. It's more normalized. People are talking about it as something that they do and have no shame about. And so for a lot of people, anal sex is now part of their routine. They do it once in a while, maybe, but it doesn't really count as kinky. But for some people, it's still incredibly kinky and way outside their box, way outside their comfort zone, and may be something that they explore under the umbrella of kinky sex. And the fun part of this is that it is truly a create your own adventure. It's so personal in what you want to explore, what turns you on, and what will give you those intense thrills. Everyone has a different constellation of desires that, when fulfilled, will just thrill them, will fill them with arousal, will take them to new heights of orgasm and release, and just feel that incredibly, like, soul-shaking satisfaction that, if we're lucky enough, we experience as human animals. And what we did with this course, and what's so important, is to take you step by step in discovering exactly what turns you on, getting super specific about it, and then teaching you how to communicate with your partner. And that's really step one. And we're going to actually talk a lot more about that in the next episode, where we teach you in 5 easy steps how to be kinky. So stay tuned for that. So the question is, if we all have these desires, we all have these longings, why isn't everyone exploring kinky sex already? Why do we even have this idea of kinky sex versus quote-unquote vanilla sex or regular sex? What's been holding all of us back from being our true kinky badass selves?
Well, first of all, is the idea that it is shameful and dirty and makes you a deviant person, and that then makes you less valuable, especially as a woman, but also as a man.
And this is huge.
This is huge. The fear is that you will lose love and lose respect
yes.
from the person that you possibly love the most in the world. The idea of losing all of that is really a terrifying thought. And so we keep all of this closed so that we don't risk losing love.
Right. We might even avoid thinking about it or fantasizing about it out of this pressure of shame. And again, on Wednesday's Just the Tip, I'm going to be talking about the history of how this shame was put into place and how it wasn't until 2013 that the American Psychiatric Association removed kinky behavior from their manuals and officially recognized that kinky behavior does not make someone have a psychiatric disorder.
So 2013, so this is really new, that this is now becoming an acceptable, quote-unquote, normal part of sexuality. It's no longer considered psychiatrically deviant.
Right, and it was decades of work on the part of activists who said, listen, we are normal, healthy, functional human beings. We happen to have these sexual interests that we are acting on in very consensual and safe ways, and we will not be diagnosed as mentally ill. And this is the same process that helped homosexuality be removed from the DSM, which is the book that psychiatrists and therapists use to diagnose their patients. And so really take this in, that only a couple years ago did the largest psychiatric association in the country recognize that this is normal, healthy behavior. And it's going to take, I think, generations for that attitude to trickle down. So you are a pioneer. You are on the forefront. And you don't have to say this publicly. We're not saying, like, go into your office and declare yourself a kinky person. But say it to yourself. Say it to your partner that these interests, these desires are normal, they're healthy, they're safe. And if we do it well, it can be an incredible part of our relationship. And I want to just pause here because I think this is a crucial thing. Rock climbing is totally healthy and is a great interest and hobby if you're into it. But you don't just go to Mount Everest and climb a mountain. Is that the same as rock climbing?
I don't know how much actual rock climbing they do on there. I'm not familiar with Mount Everest.
You get the point. You don't just go and rock climb and be like, well, I'll figure out how the ropes work as I go. You learn. You take it step by step so you can experience that extreme, exciting thrill of summiting a rock.
And there are safe ways to do things and there are unsafe ways to do things.
Exactly.
And guidance and skill building is essential when there's riskier behavior.
And that's where we come in. We're not saying go out and do all the kinky behaviors because it's all normal and healthy and great. We're saying accept your desires, figure out what you're interested in, and then we're going to guide you step by step into achieving those skills so you can have that experience. And believe us, learning is all of the fun as well. It's a really amazing process of communicating with your partner, of learning new sides to them. You're going to be surprised by your partner at some step in this process. And when's the last time your partner told you something that totally shocked you and surprised you and revealed a new facet to them? That in and of itself is awesome for your relationship. This process of communication and exploration we lead you on will be an awesome journey in and of itself. And then the experiences you create with those skills are going to be some of the highlights of your sex life that haven't happened yet. So that's one of the main reasons we hear from people who want to explore kink but haven't yet, is that they're struggling with the shame and giving themselves permission to ask their partner to start communicating about it. But there are other roadblocks on the path to kinky sex.
A major one that reoccurs for a lot of people is their fear of hurting their lover. As we've said, there are some higher risk activities to do, and one has to know how to do them really well in order not to hurt your lover.
Well, we get these emails all the time that say, I really want my husband to be dominant in bed. I really want rough sex, but he is totally unwilling. And we get emails from men saying, my wife is really interested in domination, in rough sex, in kinky sex, but what would I do if I hurt her? I am terrified of hurting her. I've been taught never to hit a woman. So all of these questions speak to this same fear that if you get started on this, you're going to hurt the person you love the most. And no one wants that, and we don't want that for you.
And we love that you're a person that cares and is sensitive about your lover and their well-being. Those are exactly the kind of qualities that we want to bring to your kinky sex. It will make what you end up doing more powerful and delicious. So there are 1,000 ways you can explore kinky sex without hurting your lover.
And another big reason people resist the idea of kinky sex is they have a very limited idea of what it looks like. When you search for kinky sex or BDSM, the images you get are all really super intense and a lot of pain play and violent play. And it's really easy for people to be like, yeah, no, that's not for me. But as we will cover in future podcasts this month, and what we certainly cover in the course, is that there are so many ways to play with kinky sex. There's so many different energies, intentions, feelings you can evoke, and it's not all about pain, and we'll cover all of that in future episodes.
One thing we hear a lot of is one partner is interested in exploring kinky sex and they perceive that their partner is not interested at all.
Or they've never been able to have the conversation because they don't know what to say. And this is such a big question. We hear it from so many people that we're going to definitely cover this in depth. I think I'm even going to create a little bonus guide on how to initiate these conversations, because it's an essential step to really open up the conversation, start talking about it comfortably before you even think about starting to play with kinky sex in the bedroom. You need to be able to talk about it. And we're going to help you learn how to do that and open up these conversations in a really honest, authentic way. But the bottom line here is, if we truly believe that everyone is a bit kinky, and we do, and we hope that you now believe the same thing, then the question is, how do we wake up that inner kinkster and invite them out to play? Because this is where your life will change. Your sex life will never change if you don't give yourself permission to play with new activities, new sensations, new emotions. And kinky sex is the pathway to explore all of that endless variety and creativity and inspiring diversity that human sexuality offers us. We're going to go on this journey together. I'm so excited about it. We've been working so hard on this course to deliver you the best possible experience, and we're going to keep telling you more details about the course as the month goes on. But what I want you to know is that enrollment is now open. The course begins on November 1st, but you can right now go to pleasuremechanics.com/kink. And if you enroll in the month of October, you are going to get a humongous package of bonuses. And you can learn all about that on the page, pleasuremechanics.com/kink. Early enrollment is only open for our podcast listeners and our newsletter community. We want you to be the first on board because you've been with us over the years and we are ready to take you on this journey.
Come adventure with us. It's going to be beautiful and it's going to give you skills to literally give you and your partner a lifetime of sexual adventures. How precious is that?
So we will see you on Wednesday with Just the Tip. And next Friday, we will continue our Kinktober series and tell you in 5 easy steps how to be kinky. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
And kinky sex. Indeed. Cheers.